This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ian, hello, Rowan.
Hello, David. How are you today?
I'm very well. And why wouldn't you be? It's we're talking arts. Now, give us the latest goss. What's going on in the world of arts?
Look, we've still got closed theatres here in Melbourne, but, you know, we've got some good news coming out of Sydney, which, and hopefully that might relate to a Victorian audience in the new year. John Frost announced that the Sydney Lyric Theatre are going to produce Pippin from November. So it's a great production. It's sort of, some people say it's Pippin gone to the circus because it's full of acrobats. At the stage, they're saying that it's only going to be exclusive Sydney because they seem to be able to get the social distancing requirements right in their current circumstances, because here in Victoria, you know, everything's shut and we don't know when restrictions will be lifted. So, look, we've got our fingers crossed that we may see this production in 2021. But look, who knows? It's an open game at the moment. But look, things are still being planned. You know, Come From Away is still on track to open here next year as well, or come back to the Comedy next year before going to Sydney. So, and look, Frozen's still on the cards. Hamilton is still on the cards. So look, it's anyone's game at the moment, so we'll just have to wait and see. But look, there's still things happening here in Melbourne. It's great to see the Melbourne Recital Centre. They've been having introduced, when they closed their doors back in March, a performer support fund. So the performers who were all scheduled to perform at the centre have continued to receive payment, though they haven't had to play because, you know, the doors are shut. But this week they've announced they've raised over $160,000.
Oh, how fabulous.
And a lot of that payment will go to pay performers, be used for take programs online as well. So, and again, performers will get paid for their work. So, yes, they may not be doing face-to-face concerts, but, you know, it's still people will be able to see these works online, and some performers will still be able to make a living. So that's actually quite exciting. So,
yeah,
full kudos to the Melbourne Recital Centre.
Absolutely. Some sad news, though. Melbourne Theatre Company announced this last week that they're pulling the plug on the rest of their this year, the 2020
season. Yes, which is, look, it's very, very sad that that's actually happening, because, you know, look, Melbourne Theatre Company is our professional theatre one of the professional theatre companies here in Melbourne. And, you know, As You Like It got cancelled just recently as well, and they had two other productions which were due to play in October and November, and one was about Yvonne Goolagong, so about her tennis career, which hopefully we may get to see it next year.
Was that a world premiere of that?
It was going to be a world premiere. Look, it was funny enough, I believe it is still going to premiere in Bathurst and still do its dates in New South Wales. But unfortunately, you know, there was no guarantee the theatres were going to be open here in Victoria before the year's out. So, look, we may still get to see it. Andrea James has directed this terrific production. Performing Lions is touring it. So, so hopefully we will get to see it on the Melbourne Theatre Company stage next year. So, yeah. One thing I did find a little delight, I'm not sure if it's been featured on Sunday Arts before, Winter Gardens production have produced a six-part series called Ding Dong, I'm Gay. Tim Spencer has written it. It's following on from the pilot series they did in 2018. So it's six episodes. They're very short. I think they're about 8 minutes long each. And it's about, you know, flatmates and friends who come to visit and, you know, coming out and issues about all different things to do with the gay community. And it looks like, it looks a lot of fun. And it, look, it's got some, a great cast. There's some cameos by Ben Gerard. Trevor Ashley plays the talking asshole, if I'm allowed to say that on our radio. And yeah, and it's written by people who have worked at the ABC. So look, check it out. I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, if you want to have a bit of a giggle, yeah, I think Ding Dong I'm Gay is probably, you know, lighten up your day.
Yeah, well, just the title itself is puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
It does. Now, Friday night, two of our favourite performers, Simon Gleeson and Natalie O'Donnell, will be performing live streamed from the Geelong Arts Centre. So, you know, they couple in life, you know, with two kids and a dog. So they're going to be performing some of their favourite tunes and some of the shows they've actually been performed in. It's great to see Geelong Arts Centre has been doing some great programming, and especially online. And again, you know, the venue's closed, so why not do a lot of shows online? So, look, it's great. And I think it'll be a great night on Friday to hear these two performing together.
Fantastic. All right. Is that your roundup for today?
Look, one more thing.
Sure.
The Australian Centre for Contemporary Art, which is down on Sturt Street, again, door shut, but they've taken their programming online. So you can actually go see. It's called ACCA Open, and there's a couple of works that by two great artists, Madeline Flynn and Tim Humphreys, have done a time-specific work called How Much Time Do We Have? And it's quite quirky that the fact that by the time restrictions are lifted here in Melbourne, the work will no longer exist. Mm. So I'd go online and have a look at it now. And there's another work by psychiatrist Sam Lipich called Neighbour. And it's sort of about artificial intelligence and chatbots posing on the ACCA website, and you'd be able to have conversations and looking at interactions around the locale. So they're releasing a couple of more works over the next month by Archie Barry, and then there's Shaw People's Offworld and Zanny Beggs' The Magic Mountain. So a couple of interesting online works in the visual arts sector, which I think should be great to actually look at.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I'm keen to have a look at those. All right, Rowan, thank you so much. So if people want more information on what you've just been talking about, what's your website address?
They can go to Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We're publishing every day during the week, so there are still things happening out there. And, you know, we've got some quirky offerings around the country, not just here in Melbourne. So do come and take a look. We're quite pleased. Our numbers are still up there, despite us being in a pandemic. So people are coming to visit us, which we really love. So we'd love to see more people come along and interact and join us on Facebook.
Okay. Rowan, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you in a fortnight's time.
Thanks for having me, David, and enjoy your week.
Thank you. See you, Rowan.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's one of our regulars, Rowan Sheehan. And as he said, go to their website and check out what is on offer, mostly streaming right at this moment. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.